Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazegna, the host of Live with Passion. Welcome to the program. Now is your time. That's the theme of this program. Now, the moment. Seize the moment. It's your time. That's exactly what Jesus said in the gospel. Mark chapter 1, first words out of Jesus' mouth. Mark chapter 1. Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel. And he said, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. We've all heard that saying, famous last words. Well, what about famous first words? Can they be famous also? How about these words? That's one small step for man. That's one giant leap for mankind. What were those? Those were Neil Armstrong's first words on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
They became very famous. Everybody remembers them. So first words can be famous. Most of you probably don't know this, but I just read to you the first words of Jesus. And they should be famous because in a way, it's the gospel in a nutshell. He said, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Now, the moment, repent, believe in the gospel. So I want to proclaim to you that now is your time. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. Think about this for a moment. It's always now. It's never tomorrow. It's never yesterday. It's right now. Have you ever noticed that? It's as we go on in life, now is this continuous process. I like to say that today is yesterday's tomorrow, and today is tomorrow's yesterday. Don't spend a long time trying to figure that out. Think about it later. But the bottom line is, it's right now. And when it comes to the Bible never promises us a tomorrow when it comes to repentance and coming to Christ. It always says now. That's what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6. He said, now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. So now is a very important concept. Very, very important concept. I remember when Fox News first came on, Fox News, of course, one of the news channels. Most channels put live at the bottom when they're filming live, but Fox News put something different. They put the word now. I thought that was very intriguing. At least when they first started, they did that. So now is the acceptable time. And I've noticed something about now, that we always have the opportunity to seize the day. One of my favorite movies is Dead Poets Society. And there was that saying, carpe diem, seize the day. I've also noticed something about when I advertise my books on television, a number of people buy my books and my resources, and I appreciate that. But I'll go to that same area, for example, Baton Rouge or New Orleans or Boston. I'll go to that same area, and when I'm preaching, they come out of the woodwork to buy my resources. And I was talking with my producer about that, and I said, I wonder why that is that, you know, people buy on TV, but especially when I'm there in person, it's because people want the resources now. They want to put their hands on it right away. So now is your time. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. And I really want you to get that. Those were Jesus' first words out of his mouth in the gospel. And what he said was that today is the day. The kingdom of God is at hand. In other words, you can receive God's kingdom. You can receive God's presence. You can embrace it, not tomorrow, not yesterday, now. As you're watching this program right now, I pray it'll be life-changing for you, that something good will happen as you're watching this program. I got a letter just yesterday from a woman, And basically what she said is, Father, I started watching your program, and because of what you have said on your programs, I have returned to church. And that really touches me, because what she's doing is she's seizing the moment, she's taking the moment of now, and she's making a move. And again, that's exactly what Jesus was saying when he came into Galilee. He said, now's the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. The kingdom of God is now. Make a move. Don't stay stuck. Make a good decision. Go forward in your life. And basically, she also said, God has raised you up for such a time as this. We're talking about time. She has raised up your ministry, Father Cedric, to bring people back to church. That was very nice of her to say that. And I agree with her. I'm trying to get people back to church, and that's an admirable thing. But more than that, I'm trying to help people to have a deep personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I always advocate, you know, I'm a Catholic priest, but go to any church. Go to a church that nourishes you. Go to a church where the word is preached, where you can receive Jesus in sacrament also, if you wish. But go to a place where you can be fed and make a move. So I love it when people watch my TV programs and they're not even going to church, and they make the decision, yes, I'm going to go. God is speaking to me. You see, be a now person. Seize the moment. That's what Jesus was telling his people. Now is the acceptable time. The kingdom is at hand for you. Embrace the moment. And that's my prayer for you. God is very merciful. I really want you to get that. He's merciful to you. Maybe you're watching this program, you haven't been going to church, you haven't really been faithful, you haven't been praying, and you're just flipping through the channels, you're looking for something. Well, I believe that God's mercy is about to be extended to you. We celebrated in the Catholic Church in the year 2016, a year of mercy. And what is God's mercy? It's his generosity, his leniency, his kindness, his caring toward us. Now, a very important point in this is that we don't deserve God's mercy. We certainly can't earn it, and we can never merit it, but we can receive it. And as you're watching this program in the moment, in the now, I pray that no matter what's been going on in your life, you will receive mercy. That's why we had that in the Catholic Church for that whole year of 2016. We invited people to come to confession, especially people that weren't going to church, notorious sinners, you know, whoever you were, there was a wide open door. In fact, a door was the great symbol of the Jubilee year, of the year of mercy, a door that you could go through, that anybody could enter, a very inclusive year. So it's undeserved kindness that we can receive. And I love this verse in the Bible. It's probably, to me, you know, I've studied the scriptures, I read the scriptures. It's probably the most astounding verse in the Bible. Get this, Romans 5:8. While we were yet sinners, God proves his love for us, and he sent his son to die for us. Get that now. Not when we went to church, not when we got our act all together, not when we were helping people and serving people. While we were yet sinners, God proves his love for us in sending his son to die for us. And I really love that verse because it's telling us the nature of God. God is merciful. God is loving. God is sacrificial. And again, not when we get our act together, but when we need him most, right in the midst of our sinfulness, while we were yet sinners. So I think that that is an astounding fact, right in the middle of our transgressions. Maybe you're struggling with an addiction right now and you're thinking, God can't possibly love me. Or maybe you're stuck in a bad habit or a sin of some sort and you're thinking, God has given up on me. Or maybe you're just been angry and non-forgiving in your life and you're thinking, God can't possibly forgive me. I want to tell you, while you're yet a sinner, God has loved you. And he proves it. Just look at a cross. He proves it because he sent his son to die for us. That is an astounding verse. And I know that it rings true in my own life. I think about it in my own life because years ago, I had fallen away from the church, born and brought up Catholic and baptized as an infant, confirmed as a teenager, and I fell away. I believe that there was a God, but just never really knew God, never really felt God, so I just kind of fell away and I lived the life of a teenager. And what is the life of a teenager? You know, parties and girls and rock and roll and all that type of a thing, looking for happiness. And I wasn't happy, but I was looking for happiness and all the things that the culture tells you that you can get to be happy. And it was right at that moment when I was far from God, estranged from God. And actually, the Bible will say that, you know, when you're estranged from God, you're an alien and you are really at war with God. You're at conflict with God because you don't know Him. It was right at that moment, my worst moment, when I was separated from God, it was right then that God loved me. And that's what I really want to impress upon you. You see, the church is not a gathering of perfect people or people that are righteous per se, although we are striving to be holy. Really, the church is an assembly of broken sinners. I love what Jesus said, I haven't come for the righteous, I've come for sinners. It's not the healthy that need a sick, that need a doctor, it's the sick. So if you're sick and you're broken and you're a sinner and you haven't been going, it's right then, right now. That's why I say now is your time that God loves you and He sent His Son to die for you. And I want you to receive mercy. I want you to receive forgiveness. He came to rescue us, to love us. I wrote a book years ago called You Are Loved. And in this book, You Are Loved, I try to make the point that God's love for us is not conditioned on how good we are, but rather it's what's called unconditional. There are no strings attached. God loves us because He is passionate. God is love. Love is who God is. And His love for us is eternal. Before you were even born, He loved you. So you didn't have to earn it. He loved you because you're His creation. And even though you've fallen and you've sinned and you've maybe done some things you're not proud of, and perhaps you're not going to church, He still loves you. You can't out-sin God's love for you. So you are loved. And I want you to really get that down deep in your heart. If you're far from God, Jesus is for you. If you're addicted and not going to church, Jesus loves you. And if you're stuck in some sin, Jesus died for your sins. What I'm wearing on my heart is called my sign. I'm a passionist priest. And the sign says, the passion of Jesus Christ. And the reason why I have it right there on my heart is because it is imprinted in my heart, God's love for us. And my vow is to meditate on this, God's forgiveness, God's mercy, and proclaim it to all the people. And that's why I want to proclaim to you that now is your time. Today is the day of salvation. You can experience God's love, but you've got to make a move. There has to be a moment in your life where you make a move. There is a priest in Lafayette, Louisiana. His name is Father Michael Champagne. And Father Michael is an interesting priest because he's decided that he's not going to wait for all the people to come to him, to come to church. He's going to go out to them. And so what he did is, he took an ambulance because in one of the documents, our Pope said that the church is a field hospital. So the church is not just a gathering of holy and perfect people. It's a field hospital for the broken to come back to, for the hurting, for the wounded, for the sick. So what he did is he came up with this really brilliant idea. He got an ambulance and he made it into a field hospital. Right there on the ambulance, it says field hospital. And instead of a 4x4, it says 70x7 on it, as we have to forgive. And what he does is he goes out to all these different places, inviting people to come to confession. It's like a traveling confessional. I mean, the confessional goes to you. Talk about the mercy of God moving to you. And that's what television does. Television reaches beyond the walls of the church to go into your homes, extending the mercy of God to you. And so people from all over the Lafayette area and every place that he goes to, they come to confession in this transportation vehicle, this ambulance, and they come to Christ. You see, they recognize their time is now and they make a move. And that's what I'm hoping that you will do through this program. Make a move with God. That's the other thing that Jesus said. He said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent. That means make a move, change, turn. Only you can do this. Nobody can do it for you because now God is at hand. It is now your moment. You might be thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute. Nothing bad has been happening to me. I've got a job. I'm married. My life's going pretty good. I'm doing okay. Why do I need all this? Why do I need to make a move? Why is it now my time? Well, I just want to tell you that God's mercy is extended to you. And sometimes you can misinterpret the things that are going on in your life like things are going okay. Actually, it says in the Bible, 2 Peter 3:15, it tells us that God is being patient with you, trying to bring you to salvation. You might misinterpret his patience as being, well, everything's okay. Why do I need to make a move? Or maybe you can think, well, God's really not there because I don't sense anything bad happening. Well, let me just say that God is being patient and merciful to you right now. Jesus told a parable. He told it in Luke chapter 13. It's about a man who had a fig tree in his garden. And every year, year after year, the fig tree was there, but it never bore fruit. Finally, the owner said, look at this fig tree. I've come here for 3 years. That's representing the totality of our life, all the years that we live. He said, I've come here for 3 years, and I've looked for fruit on this fig tree, and there's been no fruit. Cut the thing down. Wow, that should put fear in your heart. Cut it down. And the gardener said, Master, just give me one more year. Let's give it a little more time. I'm going to hoe around it. I'll put some manure on it. Then hopefully it'll bear fruit. But if it doesn't bear fruit, then cut it down. What was this parable about? Our life. God is looking for fruit from us. He's looking for repentance from us. He's looking for a move from us. And he'll give us a little bit of time. But if we don't bear fruit, eventually we're going to be cut down. And I love what it says. It says that we'll give it a little bit of time, put some manure around it. I used to live near a farm. And every once in a while, at the right time of year, it would get really stinky. And they were putting manure into the farm, into the soil, to try to help things grow. And it's the same way in our life. Some of the stinky circumstances that we have in life, you may be thinking, what in the world is going on? Some of the suffering, some of the hardships. Actually, you know what that is? That's God's gardening. God is putting manure in our life in order for us to grow and to bear fruit and to seize the moment and to realize that now is our time. I think about my own life. I told you that when I was younger and I was going through all that time in college and the partying and the girls and the different things, I remember one of my girlfriends and I, we broke up, and when we did, it was such a devastating thing for me. I realized I wasn't happy. I was lonely. I was grieving the relationship. It was manure. I mean, I was really hurting. And in the midst of that pain, what I did is I seized the moment. I didn't know at the time what I was doing, but because I wasn't happy and because I was hurting, I came back to God. And God was so merciful to me. See, because what I didn't realize at the time when I came to God as a young man, as a teenager, when I made that move, what I didn't realize is that he loved me while I was yet a sinner and proved his love by sending Christ to die for me. Thanks be to God that Jesus is there for all of us in the midst of our sinfulness and when we're lost and when we don't understand things. And he sends manure into our life, the stinky circumstances and the hardships, so that we will awaken, seize the moment, and now is our moment, and come back to Christ. Well, because of that, I had a major conversion and came to Christ and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's my prayer for you. Some of you know who God is and you're living a great life and, you know, striving for holiness and growing in the Lord. And I'm so happy and I'm so glad that you're a part of my ministry and tuning into my program. But others of you, you're not quite sure where you are. You've been looking. You're not happy. You got some stinky circumstances. Now is your time. Today is the day. The kingdom of God is at hand. I was working out in a gym one time and I saw a motivational poster and it said, embrace the moment as your friend. And I kept thinking of that, you know, when I'm working on the elliptical and it's really hard and I'm going through a difficulty and it's hard when you're exercising. The moment now, this moment right now, isn't your enemy, it's your friend. Embrace it as your friend. God is calling you, speaking to you. Now is your time. Now is the moment. Embrace it. I was preaching in Naples, Florida. Naples is southwest Florida. And as I was preaching, I got a phone call from the secretary. They said, a woman is here. She'd like to see you. So I went to meet with the woman. It was a woman who had driven across Florida, all the way from Fort Lauderdale. That's the other side of Florida. So she had to go through Alligator Alley, all the way across, all the way over to Naples. That's over 100 miles because she wanted to talk with me. She said that she had been watching my programs on television and wanted to meet with me. And this is what she said. She said she was struggling with not being able to fall asleep. She said she went to doctors, she tried medication, she tried all these different things, and she was not able to sleep no matter what she tried. And she actually thought about suicide. Talk about smelly circumstances and manure. She thought about suicide because she was so exhausted, she couldn't fall asleep, she didn't know what to do. One night, she's just sitting there, didn't know what to do, had the TV on, flipping through stations. Wouldn't you know, she came upon my program. And she started watching my program, and this is what she told me. She said, Father Cedric, it is a miracle. When I watched your program, I fell asleep. Now, I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'm glad that she did finally fall asleep. And then she said that she started watching my program ever since, and she realized that God was calling her to come to confession. And that's exactly what happened. She drove all that way, not to tell me that she fell asleep, but to tell me her sins. And she went to confession, and she had a beautiful confession. What was that? She seized the moment. Now was her time, and she knew it, and she made a move. She realized that some of the sufferings and the difficulties she was going through was God gardening her and working in her life. And it's the same way. You've got to see the circumstances of your life. They all have meaning. God is at work in your life. He is the potter, and we are the clay. He is the gardener, and we are the trees. And he doesn't want to cut us down. Remember what I said. The Bible never promises us a tomorrow when it comes to repentance. It's always now is the acceptable time. Don't procrastinate with this. Don't put it off. I love hearing confessions. I mean, I think this is my record. A man who had not been to confession in 70 years came to me. 70 years hadn't been to confession. What was that? He seized his moment. Maybe he had been procrastinating, but he seized his moment. He knew that now was the acceptable time. And I had a Jewish man come to me, a Baptist come to me, all wanting that catharsis and to let it go. I've been a priest now for 25 years. My silver jubilee as I'm recording this. The most surprising thing about priesthood, the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe that's not part of your tradition, and yes, you can go directly to God, and I hope that you will, in repentance. Maybe when this program's over, you just turn it off and say, I'm going to make a move. I'm going to change. But if you are Catholic, go to confession. Seize the moment. While you're yet a sinner, Christ loved you and died for you. St. Paul of the Cross, the founder of the Passionist, great preacher, lived in the 1700s in Italy. He founded our religious community. He said that the reason why he preached was to get people to go into the confessional. And why was that? Because in the confessional, it's amazing, the atmosphere of grace there. It's a moment of change and reconciliation and how God works in a person's heart. I've been in the confessional now for 25 years, and I've seen God do miracles and conversions occur. So what I want to say to you is make a move. Now is your time. Today is the day of salvation. The kingdom of God is at hand. You may not have a tomorrow when it comes to repentance. Now is your moment. Now is your time. So as I said, some of you may not have that tradition, but you can go to God directly. You can confess your sins, and you can make a move. Most people that go to confession say, why did I wait so long? I've gotten that burden off my chest. I've laid my burdens down. I feel so much better. And the confession, the time of confession is a time of healing. It's a time of grace. 12-step program, that's called the fifth step. when you go and you unburden yourself and you tell somebody, a sponsor, a priest, a minister, you tell them what's been happening in your life. You confess your sins. So the 12-step program tells us so much about how to receive mercy. You admit that you have a problem. You recognize that you're powerless to change, and you surrender to God. And that's what I'm inviting you to do. Today is your day. Now is the acceptable time. Make a move. We've all heard that saying, famous last words. Well, what about famous first words? They are important. Neil Armstrong on the moon. That's one small step for man. That's one giant leap for mankind. And I'm inviting you, take the leap of faith, because Jesus' first words were this: the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Don't just live. Live with passion. Now is your time. Today is the day. The kingdom is at hand for you. Perhaps you've been steeped in a mortal sin, or committed an abortion, or you're doing some kind of a bad habit. Well, I want you to know that you can come to Christ. While we were yet sinners, He loved us, died for us. You heard the message. If you've ever been to Niagara Falls, millions and billions of gallons of water cascade over the edge of the falls. Right before the edge is a sign, beyond redemption. And I want you to know that you're not beyond redemption, no matter what you've done. God loved you while you were a sinner, and He sent His Son to die for us. So make a move. Do something great for yourself. God is waiting for you. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do in my religious program here, Live with Passion, trying to reach out to all people. I heard from a Lutheran bishop recently. He wanted me to come and preach in his church, hear from people from Africa and South America, Europe, and all these different places who donate to me and support me in my ministry. Also, I'm reaching into prisons, hotels, hospitals, homes, trying to reach out to everybody with the message of mercy, the message of salvation. If you would be so kind as to support me, I'd really appreciate it. And what I'd like to do is to send you this free booklet, Let Jesus In, Jesus Knocking at the Door of Our Hearts. Just simply write me at that address, call that phone number. We'll send that booklet out to you free of charge. Thank you so much in advance. Make a move. Now is your time. Don't just live. Live with passion. This is Father Cedric Pizania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs, you can listen to more podcasts, you can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live, live with passion.